Record. This is GQDN for Wednesday, August 28th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Very delicious, delicious stuff. A lot of different flavors to it. Excellent, excellent stuff. So once you get that, you can even buy the shaker. Go to the checkout line. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off your purchase. Good stuff. Excellent, excellent stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. I may have a reason for you to join Patreon in this one. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got a game returning. Very old game returning. We got some PlayStation news again. Xbox isn't talking, y'all. And we got some bad faith? But we will begin today with DualShockers.com because Bandai Namco Blue Protocol is done. Because that's what they announced, that Blue Protocol servers will be closed for good this upcoming January 18th, 2025. Now, the title was launched then June 14th, 2023 on PC and the 13th of December, 2023 in PlayStation and Xbox. Now, if you're still playing the game, you will still get regular updates until it's shut down. But that would mean that you may never see some of the graphics. And apparently, DualShockers love the anime-themed title. So why is it being closed down? Well, DualShockers did say that the development was sluggish, and it did take 6 years for Blue Protocol to get to the general public. And according to the developers, the title's repetitiveness and the fact that the game does make you chase your own tail was all by design, because the developers wanted people to explore their world. But here's what Bandai Namco did say in their announcement. Quote, "We wanted to deliver an experience that is like stepping into the world of anime, and we've been challenging ourselves to create a world where each and every player can enjoy adventures such as the main character of the anime." End quote. So what did close them down? Well, DualShockers thinks that they made some poor decisions. Well, we'll see what happens, but this game is done. But apparently there was going to be a Western release that was planned because they wanted to provide a Western version of the game in collaboration with Amazon Games. But that's according to PushSquare.com, but the game is still being pulled and will still come to an end. But we'll go on to IGN. Because Raven Software employees were doing some talking. Now, the Raven Software employees did form their own union, and they did express the support of the Microsoft acquisition of Activision Blizzard. But ever since then, apparently things turned south, because Raven is doing their actions because of the layoffs and studio closures. And the Paris-based studio Spiders did announce their plans to go on strike just weeks before their next game, called Greedfall 2, goes on sale. And back in July, Starfield, developer Bethesda Games, did become the first Microsoft studio to unionize under the CWA. But why are things going south? Well, right now there's a bit of a contract negotiations between Microsoft and the CWA, which is Raven. And right now, there's no discussions right now, because apparently they hit a roadblock. See what happens. Now we get to World of Warcraft. And if you like some interviews, Wowhead, through Novel, a World of Warcraft historian, did get a hold of a couple of the World of Warcraft developers. And they went through, since it's Novel, a lot of storytelling type of things, like how do you tell a story? Especially after 20 years of a game. So how do you tell the story? Well, they go through how they do that through quests, and they also go through the story mode rating, because that story mode rating is planned for 1 week after the heroic normal launch, and now it will allow the community to look at the raid finale so that way people can see it. Not just on YouTube, but within the game itself. So what will happen with Zelotath? Well, they did get into that too, because Zelotath is a very complex and powerful lady, and they want to tell a story about her. Now, I also put an article in the GQDN show notes. So if you want to see what happens with Xalatath in the initial storyline, and you have not yet played World of Warcraft War Within, you'll have to become a Patreon to see the story. Now we're going to get into some different stuff, because we're going to go to Rumorville. It's Rumorville. It's Rumorville. Rumorville. Go pack up your suitcases, kids. We're going to Rumorville. Okay? Rumorville. 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 Indeed. Because according to PSU.com, the PlayStation 5 Pro may come with 2 terabytes of storage, and apparently will run quietly. But what else could come with it? Well, it could also come with some advanced ray tracing elements, possible. It could get a boost to make some older titles run better. And Sony allegedly does expect that all the games that submitted to certification will be compatible. We shall see. Now, if you have PlayStation Plus, you know, we did talk about the PlayStation Pro just now, but if you have PlayStation Plus, you're gonna get some free games, and that will be Harry Potter Quidditch Champions, MLB The Show 2024, and Little Nightmares 2. So go enjoy that. And there's another game coming for everybody, Croc Legend of the Gobbles Remastered, and that will be coming back in 2024. See, this game was only on PlayStation 1, and had some followings, of course, and that was back in September 1997. But now it's being remade, and it's going to be on Xbox, Nintendo, PlayStation, and PC. So if you want to look into that one, hey, it sold millions of copies back in the day. Can they do it again? Oh, we'll keep our eyes on it. Now, we did say that Crash Bandicoot, well, there won't be another Crash Bandicoot game, but maybe he'll appear with Astrobot. According to PlayStation Universe, that is going to happen, because Crash Bandicoot is going to have a cameo appearance in Astrobot game on PlayStation 5. That announcement came on the PlayStation blog by Nicholas Dosset, because he said, quote, "Sometimes LED eyes just don't work on certain characters because the original design relies so much on pupils being a certain size or color, for instance. So for more cartoony VIPs like Crash Bandicoot or from Ape Escape, the bots are wearing a mask to help bridge that problem." Now, Crash Bandicoot is owned by Activision, so it was thought that they wouldn't be able to get Crash Bandicoot on Astrobot. But the two companies did get together and say, "You want Crash Bandicoot? It can show up on Astrobot." This isn't showing up on Astrobot. Eurogamer.net to say that the Castlevania Domus collection will now be re-released on the Nintendo DS Classics. Now, that was part of yesterday's Nintendo Direct, and that whole collection will feature Castlevania, Dawn of Sorrow, Castlevania, Portrait of Ruin, and Castlevania, Order of Ecclesia. There'll be 2 bonus games included. Haunted Castle, that's the arcade version of Castlevania, and Haunted Castle Revisited, which is the remade version of Haunted Castle. So, have fun with it. We will end today with quite the milestone. Now, granted, this is a book via Eurogamer.net, but they're talking about the Legacy of Kain, Soul Reaver. And right now, this is a book about the game, The Legacy of Kain, Soul Reaver, that was found on PlayStation 1, or original PlayStation. But the book is called The Dead Shall Rise, and right now it has surpassed $1 million in Kickstarter funding. And that's not the only part of the milestone, nuh-uh. So here's what they said about this on Twitter, Crystal Dynamics. Quote, "Thanks to you, we've hit the $1 million in funding for Legacy of Kain, Soul Reaver, The Dead Shall Rise. This is more than just a milestone. It's proof that the power of this community, we're beyond grateful. Let's keep the momentum going." Now, the book will be in 3 distinct hardcover editions. It will also be available digitally. The standard hardcover edition is a 140-page graphic novel with the cover art made by Dave Raposa. The limited edition is a 140-page graphic novel, and that has the cover made by Matthew Theron. And the deluxe signed edition is with slipcase, and that's 150-plus pages signed by and featuring the variant cover of Aaron Lovett. So not only did he make the art cover, he signed it. So you get that, you get a slipcase, concept art maps, you get a limited print, you get a foreword and an afterword, and your name will be included in the book's thank you section. So if you want that, go get it. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.